So tell me about your childhood.
I'm no psychologist, but that was definitely a cry for help.
It was actually quite traumatic.
Oh my gosh, trauma alert.
I definitely did that for attention.
I had a great relationship with my parents, I think.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh my.
Welcome to the pod.
Welcome back to the pod.
Yeah, welcome back, listeners. Oh, God, we know you've been waiting.
We're back on it. I want to say, so last episode, we gave my best friend a shout out, who's the only person that listens to this, and he...
That's not true. That's not true. It's not more true. People listen.
It's not true. We have an estimated audience of 21. But he texted me and was freaking out that he got a shout out. So this is the second shout out. So he'll keep coming back.
I should shout out to my mother or something.
Yeah. If she listens.
I don't think she listens.
It's okay.
She does, actually.
Maggie, are you so excited for a lovely guest today?
Oh my God. I really am. What a good friend. Oh my God.
What a dream.
So hilarious.
So funny.
Great texter. Oh, wow.
I have been texting her a lot.
Live to text this person.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
going to text
you
more.
It's a good time. It's a good time.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
You should text Molly. Yeah.
Performs
well,
all over the city.
Our...
Oh, boy.
Oh. Listen,
so bad
I feel like this
shit.
this is such a lead up to me that is not, I feel like
no,
our intros are
we're hyping it up. We're hyping it up.
Yeah, you're like really hyping up, like texting me when most of the time it's like, ha 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 ha.
No, but that's a real pleasure to text, to see on my screen, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Molly Kornfeld, everybody.
Molly Kornfeld.
Oh, I didn't even say my last name. I'm diagnosing Maggie's text.
I was like, we didn't even introduce officially because then
I'm so sorry.
Side conversation, which I'm happy to listen or watch, but I do want everyone to know your full name, have it in their bones.
Molly Kornfeld.
Yeah.
Molly Kornfeld.
Molly, how's your quarantine been? /life. It's out. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, it's been a lot. You know, lots of changes, but I think good ones. So now I'm just living alone in Astoria. It's pretty cool, honestly.
That's the dream. Is the dream.
It's really pretty luxurious. I thought I would be really a lot more lonely than I am. I'm kind of okay.
Oh, that's so good. Oh my
this
God.
Is your first time.
I just feel like you are an adult woman, you know? Like
I feel the same way. It's just I'm like, wow, you're a grown up, you know?
Like when a New York City comedian is like, I live alone, I'm like, oh my God, do you work? Like, you know, like
oh my gosh, I know. You know, it's like sometimes male comics live with like 8 other people and they're like 35, and I'm like
right.
I'm so upset. But whatever.
No, it's upsetting.
Here.
It's upsetting.
It is.
It's a crime. It's a crime.
It should be a hate crime for like male comics to live together.
To have to spend the night there.
Oh my gosh. It's like really unfortunate. I did
you ever find
who lived with other comics and he was
me
sometimes
too.
Like I just walk in on like bits and I was like so confused. I was like, well, I'm gonna go.
I'm gonna head out. Yeah,
I like don't understand like the bits of this friend group because I'm not in it.
Oh my god!
Oh,
right, it's
worst.
Like a house of bits. It's like a house of bits.
Railed
by the bits, and it's like I don't even think this is funny.
Do you have your own? You have your own house of bits now, all alone by yourself, Molly?
Yeah, I'm not really doing bits alone. Maybe I should try.
I feel like you do. Like I feel like you're always making like a wreath or like a chili, and it's
what
like,
a hot
oh
bit. That's
honestly,
a hot bit.
Make it rhyme, you know.
I did like spray paint some fake flowers gold the other day for no reason. Like stuck them in a
vase.
Whoa!
Oh. Yeah,
that's so cool.
Oh my! Our home goods.
So cool.
This is what I
yeah.
I
that's
also,
such a home goods move. Yeah.
I have no money, so I have to be creative with decorations.
But you do have a job. You have more of a job than we do. Let's say that.
That's right.
I do have a job.
Do not work. Well, Jess works. I do not work. Yeah.
I'm like, honestly,
I'm proud of it.
I don't know how you live, Maggie, though. Like how you like
unemployment.
Afford... That is enough for you to live on, though?
For now. And it is running out, yes. And I will have to change my lifestyle completely very soon. But for now, it's okay, you know?
But you have been thriving. When the 600, I've never seen anyone thrive more. I was like, we're getting
unemployment. I was so thriving.
You bought a mattress? You bought sneakers?
How much was it
per week? It was like 900 per week. Yeah, exactly.
That is a lot of money.
Oh, I see. I was getting less. And now I understand why you really stimulated the economy there. You did a good job.
I was balling so hard.
Yeah, you were balling.
Wow. That is
I bought like 7 pairs of sneakers and like, you know, 4 jackets, none of which I wear, you know. But it felt good. It felt good.
Good. Yeah. Well, now we know your income status, everyone's income status. Molly, this is a special pod where we talk about our childhood. So tell us where you grew up and we'll hop into FEMS.
Okay. I grew up in Carroll Gardens, Brooklyn.
Wow. Brooklyn babe.
Wait.
Yeah. I lived there till
I didn't know that.
You're a city gal.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you were a city gal. Because I thought you were upstate or like...
I moved upstate when I was 9.
Oh, okay.
So
where upstate?
I was 9. I lived in Poughkeepsie.
Okay.
And then we moved to like Westchester-ish. That's where my family lives now.
Okay. Because you're always going up to Nyack, right?
That's where my dad lives, yeah, Nyack.
That's where your dad lives.
All right, starting off hot. We got a divorce in the house.
Oh, yeah.
We got a divorce. Okay.
So, grew up in Carroll Gardens, Brooklyn. My parents split up when I was 3, but did not get divorced.
Oh, 3. Oh,
yeah, split
that's
up.
So young.
And no one told me why. But it's because my dad's gay. But I didn't find that out until later.
She's got a gay dad.
Yeah.
I love it.
Love gay dad.
But didn't your mom know that he was bisexual or something? Like when
he told my mom he was bi, but I think my mom was just like, no offense, in denial because she really wanted kids and a family because she was like 30
totally.
What was special about the relationship that she just didn't want to start anew, even though there was such strong love there that she committed to marriage because she wanted children?
You know what I think it was? Is I think she had this boyfriend and he broke up with her and she was like devastated. And then my dad like picked up the pieces. And I think they were like, they both did comedy. They met because they're both comics.
Oh, I didn't know your dad. I knew your mom did. I didn't know your dad did comedy.
He doesn't anymore, but he did. That's how they met.
Got it.
Oh my God. Yeah. I love that.
I feel like that's like ideal, like to like be with a man who quits comedy, you know?
Okay.
And so is gay.
It's gay. Yeah.
I mean, but so it's like when you see like 2 artists, like marriage, I was like, this is horrible. It's horrible.
Oh, really?
I believe
I remember you saying that, like you were like, you know, it was unstable, you know, so
100%
grew up with that. Right.
It was, I didn't do comedy till I graduated college.
Oh, because you were like, I don't want to become that.
Yeah. Cause I like didn't have day jobs and I was like, why are we poor? You have kids to support. Why are
they
you
didn't
working?
Have day jobs?
No, not really.
Oh, wow.
My mom worked at radio. For a little while when I was
just general radio, just
she, like hosted a radio show.
Okay, I was like, is radio a company?
I don't work
at radio, right? I'm like,
I like don't know what it was really.
Just like worked for the radio. Okay,
right.
And your dad did comedy. I love. So did your dad make jokes about being bisexual or did talk about that or it was
no,
like
he never
90s?
About it.
Not cool. Not
yeah.
Cool to openly
never
talk
about it. Yeah. So
does he talk about? You guys like his kids and his wife.
Well, he stopped doing comedy.
Well, he stopped doing comedy. I think before then.
Right. Oh, before then. Okay.
Or no, I think he had. No. He still did comedy when me and my sister were little. I think. I don't really know when he quit. I'm sure he's told me. My dad has lots of stories about like the end of his career, like the death of his career, and I honestly, I can't keep it all straight.
We gotta have your dad on. Anyone?
Honestly, Eric is a fascinating person.
Wow.
Eric.
Do you get along with your dad?
I get along with both my parents.
Oh, good.
I think they both think I'm like really cool.
You
which
are.
Is nice.
Well, hello.
I mean, I know that, but I think, I don't know.
Right.
But like, yeah, they're both very supportive. They're nice. They're both like very kooky and like sort of like loud and insecure, you know, as we all are.
Of course, I love that for them. An insecure set of parents.
I know. Oh my god, I know. It really is delightful.
I love that all parents are, you know. Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
You were born out of the fact that your mom was just like, I want kids. And then you came of that. How cool is that?
I know.
You would hope that's all of us, but like, they were not going to have kids until your mom or like be together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it panned out. And
you have a sister too, right? You have a sister?
Yeah. So they had two kids.
Your mom still does comedy. They were doing comedy like in the, what even was comedy in the 90s was like,
my mom did a lot of prop comedy that she doesn't understand why she did it. Yeah,
like a Carrot Top situation.
Like there was something like prop comedy, masking tape. She taped herself up.
That sounds like a magician.
Love this. I am so obsessed.
I don't know exactly why or what it was, but. Yeah, and then sometimes my dad will like reminisce. Oh my gosh, sometimes my dad like drives me around. And okay, no, this was like pre-pandemic. He came to like a bringer because I was like, Dad, I need audience. And he's like, I'll come. And he was like driving around and like pointed out where he like met my mom. He's like, this used to be the club where like I met your mom.
Oh my God.
Where was it?
It was, oh my God, I don't remember. I remember my dad telling me this because he was like, we met twice in the same night. Like we met once at one club and then we both ended up being at the comic strip later. So they like ran into each other twice. And so I guess he thought that was like a sign or something. And then my boyfriend at the time, who was a comic, who my dad liked, but I guess my dad didn't think he was like the one or whatever. I was like, oh, that's so funny because when we started dating, when I first met him, I met him one day. I remember this like so clearly. It was a long weekend. I met him at a mic one day. The next day saw him again. And then the next day saw him again. Like we ran into each other 3 days in a row randomly. But we hadn't met before. And I was like, oh my God, that's how I feel when I like met him, that it was like a sign. And my dad's like, okay, well don't read into the signs, Molly, because they're not real. And I was like, that's offensive. But I think he was like, don't put all your eggs in that basket, honey.
He's not the one.
My dad was essentially like, he's not the one.
That's amazing.
But I do the same thing. Like, no, go ahead. I was just going to say, like, I do the same thing. Like if I run into a guy, it's over. I'm like, we're meant to be together.
Like,
you know,
and
then it just crashes and burns, you know?
It's only if it's like weird that I ran into them one time. Like if it's like I ran into you, but I remember like this, when I was like lost my virginity in college.
College,
nice.
Really? How old were you?
I was like fucking, how old was I? I think I was 21.
Nice.
It's pretty late.
I know.
Good for you for waiting, though.
You really know your body.
No one should have sex. Like 18-year-olds shouldn't be having sex. It's too young.
I was too young. Yeah.
I was just stupid. Like, I shouldn't have had penises inside me. Like, I wasn't ready for that, you know?
Yeah. Listen to our virginity episode. Sorry. Side note.
I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right.
Go ahead, Molly.
We have a virginity episode. Yeah.
Oh my God. Fascinating.
So
yeah, where we talk about how we lost it.
Kind of. Anyway, go ahead, Molly. Tell us all.
Oh, okay. But it was just dumb because the way I lost my virginity was to this boy I went to college with, but I never met him at college, even though my school was very small. So when I went to Vassar, it was like only 2,500 people.
Right.
And only like 600 in my grade. But I never met him.
Wow.
And I only ended up meeting him because I went abroad and became friends with this girl. Abroad, and then we became such good friends that she invited me to her friend group's like vacation, and I met him there and then had sex with him, and I was like, I was meant to be with this man. So many weird things had to happen, you know?
Right. Where was this vacation?
It was abroad, in France.
So
she was like, all my friends are abroad and we're gonna meet up at this club in Madrid. So come to Madrid. Okay. We're staying in this like what are those hostels? and you can meet all right. my friends.
That's where you have set. That's where you lose your virginity.
I didn't though. I just let him dry hump me there.
Oh, that's nice. You're going to get dry humped.
I love getting dry humped, to be honest.
Me too.
Right?
Me too. And yes.
Then he came back to visit us in France and he fingered me in the street.
Which nice. Was so nice. French. So French.
I know. I think someone thought I was a hooker because I remember like someone coming up to me and like saying something and I was like, I'm not a hooker. Okay. Calm down. But then, and then I, in the summer, we were both living in New York and I had sex with him.
Oh, so good. And where is he from?
Immediately yeah. he was like, sex means nothing to me.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah. So he is a man.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is such a classic Molly story. I love it.
Oh my God. I was like obsessed with him. It's so funny.
Oh, I get like, it. I get
when
it.
When I think back, I was like, what? I was like crazy, like in love with him.
Yeah, but like when you lose your when you first have sex with someone, like I get it, you know. Like,
and it was weird because he like knew he was taking my virginity too.
Oh really?
Yes. Oh.
So he's kind of creepy. Okay.
Yeah.
But he—that's manipulative. When men do that and they know that they're doing it and then they disappear, it's almost like they get off on it. You know, they're like,
right?
Oh yeah, he was definitely like very into the fact that he took my virginity. Oh, so we had sex, but like I don't even consider it. Well, I mean, it was my virginity loss, but we had sex for 30 seconds
until
like this is hurts stop and then we tried again for another 30 seconds. No one came. Okay, this was like 30 seconds.
No, no one leaves. No one comes.
Okay, so 30 Please. seconds, pause, another 30 seconds. It's done.
It was like reps for you, like a workout.
He was like, wow, I can't believe I had sex twice tonight. I was like, okay.
Okay. Oh, we didn't have sex at all.
Oh, boo. Oh.
He's like, I fucked her twice. Oh, my God.
Can you believe he
what
said that?
What a b-hole.
That's so sad.
Where was he from?
I hate him.
I don't know where he's from, actually. He just went, we went to college together, but I don't know where he lives. And,
right.
Like, or much
Are you in
him.
Touch? Are you in touch with him? No.
No, because right. I ghosted him.
As you should.
Nice.
Because, oh my God, it was actually really traumatic. I'm going to tell you the story, though. It's so stupid.
Do it.
So, the girl I was friends with abroad, we, like, were really good friends with abroad. And then, like, she was mad because he was, like, her good friend, but they never had sex. Mm. And she was, like, mad I fucked him or something. And she,
probably
like,
in love with him or something.
So, she, like, came over the next day after we had sex. And she's, like, I just want to let you know, like, he's telling everyone he had sex with you and that you're, like, where he took your virginity and like that it wasn't like meaningful or whatever, but like she wasn't saying it in a way like a friend says it. She was saying it in a way like, so this is what he's saying about you and like blah blah blah, so like do you like him, like blah, blah. And I was like, this seems weird and like not genuine.
Middle school.
And she had said Whoa. Some other stuff about him before, so I was like, I feel like this is weird. Then she like called me up like the next week, like drunk one night, and she's like, oh my God, I can't go home. And I was like, why? And she's like, because, oh, they live together. Mm. She's like, because he's fucking this other girl that we all knew from abroad. She's like, so they're fucking in my apartment, so I can't go home. But it was a week after he took my virginity.
Oh, my God.
And she wasn't like, I'm sorry. It was like a weird
right.
thing.
He's doing it on purpose.
Yes. And then I never talked to either of them again. But then I had to go back to college. Like I had to go back and, for senior year.
And see them.
Naturally. And you had to finish your degree.
Yes. It was a little awkward. It was a little awkward. I talked to him a couple times. And then we like kind of reconnected at the end of the year. And I was like, I stopped talking to you because I thought that phone call was like really fucked up. And he's like, okay. Whatever, he was stupid. But I was right because they ended up fucking at the end of senior year and everyone
they did.
And I was like, I knew she was into him. Yes.
Oh
yeah, she was obsessed.
That is some
But maybe
classic.
That was a story. Yeah. Maybe she made up the other girl. You know what I mean? That could have
no,
been
No, he definitely
Oh, okay. That was also a virgin. He was de-virginizing.
She wasn't a virgin. She was just like really annoying, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Got it. No, I love Please do. Please
Sounds
be
like the worst classic manipulation. Are you ready to dive into your
memories?
Molly? I'm sorry we went off track. Yeah,
it's okay. We like to warm it up a little bit.
We love it.
We love a warm up. Mem number one, hit us hard.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, one of my earliest memories is, okay, it's winter time and my dad like took me out like to play in the snow, and he hit me in the face with a snowball, and I remember it so clearly, and I was like 2 years old. I remember him hitting me and being like, ow, like I felt so betrayed because it was my dad.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You felt betrayal. Let's get into, did you feel betrayed when your parents got separated? Or you don't remember?
No, I remember being confused at first because I remember thinking my mom had told me they would never get divorced, but why would my mom have told me that? I didn't feel, you know what it is? It's not betrayal. It's, so my therapist brings this up in therapy all the time, that throughout my childhood and my adult life, the overall theme of the, like, of things that hang me up is the feeling of like lack of safety, like feeling unsafe in my body, in the world, like with people, like unsafe is the word that like,
I mean, your dad attacked you with a snowball. Like,
yeah, he did. He threw the snowball at me.
Wait, was he like, I'm sorry, Molly?
Yeah,
was it for fun?
Yeah, we were just like having fun. I don't think he meant to hit me in the face, but I remember that snowball hitting me in the face. And I was like, ah.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Sorry. Go ahead, Maggie.
No. Does he remember? Like, have you brought this up to him? Like, remember when you put that snowball in my face? And he's like, what are you talking about?
I honestly don't know if I remember that, if I ever told him.
Okay.
I think so. And he's probably like brushed me off, to be honest.
That does sound like a fun, like we've talked about this before. My dad and I think Maggie's dad are never the dads that are like in the park, like like lifting us up, like in the commercials. They're just like, they sit and watch because they're old men. And did That's your right. dad, like, it sounds like your dad was trying to play with you and have fun. Throwing snowball seems like a fun thing to do.
Yes. Eric was very much into like, oh, let's play, let's go and do things, like blah, 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 like very active.
That's in Carroll Gardens. Yeah. Did you have parks?
This was in Carroll Gardens, right?
Yeah.
I remember.
So I guess that was in what? Like, I don't even know where Carroll Gardens is. Like, I can't even process where that is in Brooklyn.
It's
I honestly don't know where, like, how to, where it is now.
I wouldn't know
just,
how
like,
to
know
describe
it
either. But it's there. It's a quaint little area. Like if you are going to come out
there
to your entire family, great place to do it.
There used to be a mic there.
Oh, sweet.
Like years ago.
Does that jog your memory, Maggie?
I know it.
When growing up there, do you remember it was like as hip when you were younger, or was it just a regular town until Brooklyn became Brooklyn?
No, it was always pretty cool because I remember when I was like in 9th or 10th grade, my dad still lived there, so I would live with my mom during the week and stay with my dad on the weekends.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so when I was, like, 15, there was, like, this group of guys from Brooklyn that my friend introduced me to. And on the weekends, we'd all just, like, hang out, and they all had, like, really long hair and wore, like, leather jackets and were, like, fucking, like, it was so stupid. Because we're all, like, what, 15 years old? No one knows anything.
Oh, my God, that's a dream. Well, you know when did you ever watch Gossip Girl?
Yes.
You know when you, like, imagine what, like, living in New York is like, and you get to, like, pretend like you're 20 years old when you're 15? Like, that's what I imagine living in Brooklyn was like growing up.
No, definitely not. Hard pass. Hard pass on that.
Well, because I went to school in the Upper East Side, so it was, I would remember them filming Gossip Girl near us.
Oh, you filmed it during
And then I remember being like, this is not my life. Like, my life, I'm not fucking anyone. Like, I'm not doing cocaine, like, casually. Like, I wish I was, you know, I wish I was, like, gorgeous and, like, a cokehead, but I'm just, you know, I was not.
Don't we all wish that that was just our lives?
I know.
Gorgeous
I
cokehead.
Really do. It's not too late. Like, it's not too late.
Yeah,
you know?
We're not 30 yet. We have prime time.
But even in our 30s, we could be cokeheads. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, we have
time.
There's
never a time you can't be a cokehead. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I've recently been getting into, into cocaine. I mean, just the other night, it was a good time. But I really don't do it that often. Just like, you know, I've done it like 4 times. And yeah, it's crazy when people are like doing it all the time. You know what I mean? It's like,
when you're addicted and you have to lie to your friends because you have to go outside and meet a dealer to get it. Then it's like, oh, she's addicted.
Or if you're getting coked up alone, it's like, why are you doing that? You know?
Who do you get like coked up with? Friends? Or do you do like to have sex?
Do I like to have sex on Coke? Is that the question?
Like, do you do Coke to have sex?
Oh, no.
I feel like someone said that to me once. So that was
no. Good. Well, no, I don't. I think you lose your hard on when you're coked up.
Oh, also, so, I would think the opposite.
No,
you cannot.
You can't get it working. But,
you can't get it up.
That makes no sense to me because it's a drug that's supposed to make you like feel super energized and like you're ready to.
I don't. I mean, yes, but like, I mean, I would have sex on Coke. Yeah, of course. You know, I don't have a problem with that. But I'm not getting coked up. Yeah. It doesn't. I'm not getting coked up to like, you know, fuck. You know, I'm just doing it to like, you know, to talk. You know.
Yeah, of course.
So that you can fuck.
Maybe. If it presented itself to me, yes, I would do it, you know?
Right.
Wow. But I've never had sex coked up before. No.
Interesting.
We always really trail off into a conversation about drugs when we're talking about innocent childhood.
Yeah.
Molly, yeah. you wanna hit us with your mem number two?
Okay. Oh my God, all my memories is like I was such a fucking weird kid. So other important memory is I remember when I was little, I used to listen to this Broadway kids show tunes tape before bed, and it was just like kids singing Broadway songs.
Oh, yeah. Like Kids Bop, but for Broadway?
Yes, it was great.
Oh, I'm going to play that for my children.
One of the songs they sang was a song that's like, I'm going to sing it right now. It was like, why was I born when I was born, who I was born to be? Why was I handed the body I landed in? And then they like sing their names. And I don't remember how the song ends. But I remember one time sitting on my stoop being like, why am I me? Oh, the song's Why Am I Me? And then they're like, why am I me? Why am I me? Why am I me?
Oh, yeah.
And I remember sitting on the stoop being like, why am I me? And then I remember being like, is this a normal thought for a kid to have?
Like, right. Wait, how old were you when you had this thought? Do you remember? You're like,
I was probably like 5.
Wow, I love it. That's so advanced. That is.
Yeah, was this your first like crisis?
Yeah, I had a lot. Well, okay, so I guess can I just go into another memory of like why I was fucking nuts?
Of course.
Hi, ma'am.
Of course.
So I also had this very clear memory of this one day that I first almost recognized that my mom was like not on one mode all the time, like was not always on like mom mode. And I remember like we were like she was so weird all day because I guess she was just like having a bad day, and I had never before registered her like not being like having emotions other than just like mom, you know what I mean? It's like very weird.
Yes, yeah.
And I remember being convinced that she was not my mother and that someone had like taken over my mother's body.
Whoa.
Yes.
Like possessed or?
Like she was like a robot alien or something.
Oh my God.
Possessed by something.
That led to this whole like thing I did for honestly years that my parents won't let me live down, which is every night before bed, I would have to ask these questions before I went to sleep. And the first question was, can I ask my questions? Because I didn't want to be annoying, you know, like if they don't want to hear the questions tonight, I got to ask. And then the second question was, is anyone going to die in the night? Because that was like a fear of mine.
Oh my God, wait. That's
and then the,
crazy.
And then the third one was, is my mom my real mom? I never wondered if my dad wasn't my real dad, but I always had to ask if my mom was my real mom. I'd ask my mom,
that's
I'd ask my dad.
Crazy. That's like, was that a trust issue? What was going on there?
I think it was
unsafe. Molly felt unsafe.
Molly felt unsafe. Oh my God. Quit therapy, Molly. We're here for you.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God. No, that is what I told my therapist that. He's like, have you felt unsafe like since childhood? And I was like, well, no, because I asked this question. So why would I ask the questions if I didn't feel safe? And he's like, why are you asking your parents permission to ask questions? And I was like, you're right.
You felt unsafe.
Oh my God. Whoa. Well, okay. There's so much to do.
But also, it was also like OCD. Like it was just like I had to do it because it was my pattern.
Do you have OCD tendencies now?
Some, but when I was little, I did. And I guess I just never told anyone about it. But I remember like distinctly going through phases where I'd have to like say something in a certain order or I'd like freak out.
That'll do it. I had a same memory of where I asked my dad, I was like, how do we breathe? Like, am I going to die when I'm sleeping? Like, I was always just like very concerned about how we function when we go to bed. Are you hypochondriac or you just have a little OCD?
I am a hypochondriac. Yes.
We
got a fellow hype, baby.
Though I've tried to like calm it down because
it's not good for your health. If you're trying for your actual health, that matters, not things that you make up in your head.
Right. Plus my therapist is always like, it's not like you're not by saying you think you have this disease and someone telling you you don't have the disease. That's not really curing anything because the real disease is thinking you have a disease.
Right.
So it's a whole, you know.
So is it like you have a cough and you're like, okay, I have cancer, you know?
Yeah,
is
I that, do that sometimes.
Okay, okay.
Oh my God.
And you too, Jess? You too, Jess?
I told you about Pinterest where I like was Googling.
Right.
And I found like a pin board for brain cancer and I'm like, pin? Like I'm just pinning brain cancer like on my board. Molly, so much to unpack here. Okay, wait. So first
there's so much
thing, and then we didn't even get into who am I?
Why am I me?
Why am I me? Did you find first you of all got that question figured out now as an adult woman?
No, I don't. Why am I me? I don't get it. I also remember the first time I was like aroused by the thought of myself as like a teenager, and it like freaked me the fuck out.
Why did it freak you out? Wait, what kind of arousal?
Wait.
Word choice.
Like, go ahead. Yeah, explain more.
Okay, like I remember like looking in the mirror at myself and being like, you're kind of sexy. And then being like, ew.
Oh, like actually being aroused by yourself. Okay.
Yes. Are you guys ever like aroused by yourselves? If you like look at yourself?
I think like a feel good, like you look good today.
I definitely feel aroused by myself. Yes.
I feel like a lot of the time.
Yes.
Maggie, I feel like we've talked about this because.
Yes.
Because like sometimes if I'm having sex near a reflective surface, it's like I just look at myself. Like if I have sex on the couch and you can see the TV, I just watch myself fuck and I'm like.
Of course.
And then
you come, you know, and it's like,
No one else has to be doing this for.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm like, I mean, I just love when like people are obsessed with me, you know, like sexually.
Yes,
I'm just like, I'm just like, just worship me. Is it too much to ask? You know what I mean? Like,
People should definitely want to fuck me all the time. But they should also really just like value my input on life. Like you don't have to be in love with me and want to settle down with me, but like respect all my opinions.
Respect what you have to say. Yeah, definitely.
Like, people poo-poo what I'm saying and they're like, I think you're wrong. I'm like, well then you're stupid because I'm right.
Totally.
Right.
Men never want to listen to what I have to say, which is that they're stupid.
They don't want to listen to what anyone has to say unless they're getting something out of it.
Yeah. Know, when a man listens, I always think it's fake. Like, I think it's a fake listening.
But half the time it's true. Half the time someone's listening, you think someone's listening and you're like, oh my God, this is so great. Like, I feel heard. And then they try to like fuck you and you're like, wait, were you?
Wait.
Were you listening to me? Yeah.
Were you just trying to fuck this whole time? Do you even remember any of our conversations?
I know. It's like, I can feel them checking out. I'm like, okay, they are not with us right now.
No,
they're not present.
Okay. You ever like with someone and then you can like literally see the turning moment when it like turns.
But to be honest, that happens to me too. Like,
okay,
sometimes,
to be honest, yeah, same.
You know what I mean? Like,
it happens to everyone.
If I find someone hot and they're talking and I want to like fuck them, I'm like, what are they saying? Like, I don't know what they're talking about.
Because you're having a vision about them worshiping you.
I guess.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to focus on what they're saying, but I pretend, you know.
Okay, so we're all guilty of it, but they're mostly men.
But I feel like they're like more nefarious about it, I feel.
Totally, they're just evil about it.
Yeah.
Um Yeah. Well, okay. So the who am I, why am I me? Yeah. I feel that way all the time to this day.
Yes.
To this day.
It's just so weird. I'm just, you could literally be any, like, why, you know what I mean? Like,
I know. If, oh, like, yeah. My,
yeah.
Sometimes I think of, like if my parents hadn't met and had me, then like would my persona be in another body, or would I just not exist?
Ooh, ooh, right. Ooh, you are freaking me out. And yeah,
I know, yes. It's freaky. I think of it, I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, do you believe in, like, right, a reincarnation type thing where you've existed elsewhere in another body, soul, your soul has existed elsewhere?
No. Maybe I should, but I don't.
Okay.
Right. But it's, that's like, fair. You can never know also. Like, even if you did believe that, it's like, why do you believe that? You know, what is that based on? You know what I mean? Like, you will never know if you, like, if your soul is going to be transferred to something else.
Ever, I think we all learned, you know, from The Notebook that we're all going to be fucking birds. So let's just get that
right
out.
Right.
We all want to, oh, be, God, a bird.
Say I'm a bird. Say I'm a bird. Do you remember that scene?
Yeah. She's like,
he was so psycho.
I know.
Tell me I'm a bird.
If you're a bird, if you're a bird, I'm a bird. I'm like, Jesus. Like,
off.
You're so hot.
Anyway.
No, I love that movie.
And I will still watch it.
Do you know they make, in that, if you watch that movie, I just rewatched it recently, they make Ryan Gosling wear contacts, brown contacts.
No way.
Really? Why?
Because the guy who plays him when he's older has brown eyes. So they put contacts. Oh. Ryan Gosling's not blue-eyed in that.
Oh, my God.
I have to watch it again.
I mean, that is fascinating. Whoa.
Because, like, I think that was, like, one of his first movies before he was, like, famous, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like it put him on the map. You,
yes,
know what I mean? Like,
yes,
he was in Half Nelson, and that was good and whatever. Like, I don't know what else he was in aside from that, but, like, no.
Remember
but,
the,
like,
Titans?
Oh, I didn't
see that. I don't think I've seen that, but he's, like, one of the main
guys. Is it that's a sports
film? It's, like, sports.
Beyond the Pine, he was also in that.
Oh, that movie, that movie. The Place Beyond the Pines.
Place Beyond the Pines, yes.
Who's the other guy in that?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's, like, two men and Eva Mendes. And
is
Eva
it
Mendes,
Bradley
and
Cooper?
I think it is. I think it is. That sounds right to me. Yeah, yeah.
Ryan Gosling's also Murder by Numbers, one of my favorite movies. It's so fucking stupid.
Yeah. Murdered by Numbers?
Murder by Numbers.
With Sandra Bullock.
I guess I've only seen The Notebook.
Oh my God. Have you seen Drive? You've seen
Drive? Oh, I haven't seen Drive.
Oh, it's beyond so good. Whoa. Yeah.
Okay. Why are we? Why are you me? Why you me? What was the next? Okay, then the question. So we will never understand why we are who we are. Maybe we'll be birds. The questions.
Yeah, these questions.
We crossed off OCD. Like, we crossed off hypochondria. I'm very curious about your mom, though. Like, what was the distrust here?
It was like she was just weird one day. Like, one day she was not acting like the mom I knew so well.
That's so interesting. Do you remember what she was being like, or you don't really remember?
I think it's just she wasn't being, like, as affectionate as usual, and I just picked up on it.
Oh, whoa.
And you felt unsafe.
Yes.
It's honestly, like, I feel like it's a lot of work for a mom to be affectionate at all times.
No, I think so, you know too. What I think it was more just, like, the first time I saw her as, like, a person that wasn't just,
mom.
Like, because otherwise it's like, oh, mommy. But then it's like, oh.
Totally.
She's different today. It was like, I noticed a difference and it freaked me out.
Do you think your mom was like, now that we're adults and you, like, understand what it's like to be depressed, do you think she's just like having a day? Like, mom can be on all the time. I'm off every other day.
I know. I think she was just like, yeah, having a day. It makes sense.
Interesting. Oh my God, my kids are not going to trust me for sure, because every other day I'm having a manic episode.
Oh my God, I'm going to be such a moody mother. Like, my kids are going to hate me.
I want a child. I don't even know what I do.
You don't want kids. Molly, tell us more.
Oh, do you not want kids? Tell us about it.
Oh, I see.
Tell us your fears.
I haven't been, like, hit with, like, the feeling that I need them. Mm. Mostly just seems like a hassle, to be quite honest. But then whenever I tell people that I know that, they're like, that doesn't sound like you. Okay. But then I always get like kind of annoyed because it's like, you don't know me as well. Like, you're not me. So.
Oh no, we're not putting that on you.
No, thank you. But like, also my ex-boyfriend, didn't want family. I don't think at all. Like, or when we were together, like, I got the vibe that it wasn't like, even if we were to somehow last, there would like not be kids involved or whatever. And so my family was like, well, we think you say you don't want kids. Like, my family friends would be like, do you think maybe you don't want kids because he doesn't want kids? And I was like, well, that's rude. No, I'm my own person.
Right.
I just don't think personally, like, it just seems like I'd have to give up so much. And I don't really know if I'm like ready for that.
Totally agree. I have that. Mm-hmm. I still think that, but who's to say that you can't do it all?
This is true. Right. This is true. And like, I mean, I guess like during the pandemic, it'd be nice to have a friend, even if it's my own baby. Oh,
but fuck having a child during this. I think would actually be a death sentence, having a child during this time. I look and I'm like, you know what? Seeing just like parents with kids in grocery stores, I'm like, oh my God, I could never do that.
Truly seems awful. But during daily life, I'm just so busy. Like, and I love spending time by myself. So right. It's like, right. Like all my downtime where I watch TV, there'd be like a kid.
Yeah. That's, I think,
I know, too. Right?
Think about like them going to bed at 7 and you're like, oh, I start my day at 7 anyway. So we'll see.
But like, what if you're, this is my worry, is like, what if the kid is just an annoying person?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's the biggest fear. Or like,
obviously they're going to be annoying. Like, obviously they're going to be annoying. Like, yeah, like shut the fuck up, you know, like stop talking or whatever. But what if they just suck, you know? Like, what if they're like a sociopath? That's like the biggest fear.
Dude, what if they're crazy?
Yeah. You know? And you can't, I mean, you can be a good mom and everything, but they could turn out crazy, you know?
They could. What kind of crazy do you think is crazy?
Like, if it's the type of kid that's like, you know, has a lot of behavioral issues.
Like a violent
child?
Okay, yeah.
Yes, like a, like a violent kid.
Like gonna go knife somebody somewhere? Okay, fair.
Yeah, like, or like.
Kills animals?
Exactly.
Like those kids.
I was just going to say that.
Violent children.
You know?
Yeah. When I worked in the preschool, I was like, there are serial killers among me. Like, there are.
That's right.
I just.
Not all kids are cute.
Yeah.
No.
There are killers around. Very fair. Very valid, Molly. Maybe your mind will change and maybe it won't. And that's okay. We love
Molly. Do you want to give birth? Like, do you want to be pregnant, or is that
I don't.
Is that not interest you?
Being pregnant actually always did seem kind of cool to me.
Ugh, that sounds like
right.
I'm not gonna yuck your yum.
I always felt like it'd be like weirdly like sexy to be pregnant.
Oh yeah, because you're so fucking horny when you're pregnant. I would love to get banged while I'm pregnant, you know?
Oh my God.
And have a man be like into it. You know what I mean?
Molly,
or a woman.
Why do you think it's sexy?
I don't know. I guess it's like you're growing a person. How powerful.
Powerful, yes. Empowering, embodying strength, yes. Sexy, I just think like waddling with like a watermelon in your belly is just like truly my worst nightmare.
I mean, yeah. Guess I don't know why I think that. Mm.
That's fair.
I think pregnant women are hot.
Yeah. 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 Whatever, we love pregnant women. Anyway, so we don't know if we're having babies. That's cool and fine.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, I feel like comedian women, like, are we having children? Is that happening? You know what I mean? Like, how do you do comedy and have a baby? Like,
I don't know.
I don't see that happening, right?
It depends what comedy turns into. If the world is forever changed, and it seems like we can be just doing it from home on the computer. On Zoom.
I guess. With your kid.
On Zoom and in the summer when it's outside.
Yeah.
And you can just bring a stroller.
What was I going to ask? Like, okay, did you think that you were adopted, Molly? Or like,
I don't think I ever thought I was adopted.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay, so you had trust for where, but you just didn't trust that your mom was your mom, but you knew that your dad was your dad. And then you didn't feel betrayed when he left. Like, what is a young kid learning that their dad is gay? What's their reaction to that? What were you feeling?
So I was like 12. So I wasn't like that young, but I figured it out, which is why my dad told me, because I asked my mom about it, because I heard her screaming at him about being gay on the phone one night. Like,
oh no, that's so that's the worst thing to be screamed at about. We don't need that. We get enough from Republicans.
Yeah, no, I think it was like he, it wasn't like she screamed about him being gay. He was like, they fight all the time, and she, and he was like, you're wasting, I guess he was like telling her she was wasting his time, and she's like, well, you wasted like my time. You wasted like 8 years of my life pretending you were straight.
That's devastating. Like that. You overheard that?
Mm-hmm.
That's devastating. Wow.
And then I asked her about it, and she wouldn't give me an answer. So I was like, he's probably gay. And then I like weirdly like knew it, but never wanted to talk about it because it was like such, it was like so clearly, like he was very ashamed of it so obviously that it just felt like I think kids can like pick up on things where it's like, this is something we don't talk about. Like this is something that's not discussed.
Yeah.
So he like came out, and I remember like I cried right after he told me, but I like waited like I did in the bathroom. And then we sort of went about our day, and he did not bring it up again. And by the end of the day, I convinced myself that I made it up, like that it didn't happen.
Wow.
And then my younger sister asked about it that night, and I was like, Anna, don't ask about that. Like, stop. And then we kind of like got more into it. But I remember I asked him, I was like, if you're gay, why'd you marry mom? Mm. And he was like, sometimes like you don't know. And that freaked me out. And I think about it all the time.
Whoa. Wow. Matt, a respect for the kind of person who commits to something and like brings children in the world for the sake of just like not knowing and putting that shame away. But then having that moment where you come to terms with who you are. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. But it was like, so then like we knew he was gay, but again, no one really talked about it. Mm. He had a boyfriend that he referred to as his friend for like 7 years.
Classic gay dad move.
Right.
I've got a friend. Right. Mom's got a friend.
Right.
But it was like so obvious, but not discussed. So it like sort of left this like, again, feeling with me like, this isn't normal. That's what it was. I felt constantly like, this isn't normal. I'm not normal. Like my friends. And like, this isn't something I should be like telling people about my family.
Wow. Oh, I see.
I see. Fast forward 2020.
So like, right. So like, did you tell your friends growing up or you just did not mention it? Okay.
I told one girl. I didn't tell anyone else. And then when I went to college, it's like no one cared about that stuff. So then I told everyone.
I think that's a fun.
And I don't think anyone would have cared in high school either. It's just like the way my dad himself tiptoed around it made me feel like it wasn't to be discussed.
It wasn't okay.
This is also early 2000s, like late 90s? Early 2000s?
This was like 2014 or something.
Oh
no, no, that's a lie. Not 2014.
Wait, how old are you?
Yeah. No, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm at 2004.
Molly's 19.
16.
I'm at 2004.
God, I was like, this is very recent for you.
No, I was 12. And how old am I now? 29. Holy shit. So it's like almost 17 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, so 2003, 2004.
Okay, great. So yeah, okay, so cool, still cool. Like dancing around. There's not a lot of like celebration around being gay. And now you think about it and we're like 2020 and we're just like, well, at least I am. Wish to only know gay men. I think it's just like so hard to see the difference between what that must have been like the pain versus like, yay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Right. Well, like, what was I going to ask that, was your mom really mad about it or was she like, I knew that, or
no,
did
she
get
knew.
Over it? Yeah. Right. Right.
They also just didn't get along. Like they just weren't a good couple.
Oh. So your dad has a partner now?
Yeah, they're both married.
Oh, they're both married. Your mom is married too, remarried. Mm-hmm. And do they still talk, chat? Are they friends?
Yeah, they're friendly, I think.
Yeah.
Sometimes I honestly can't tell, but I think for the most part, they're friendly.
Nice. So you have three men in your life that are parental?
Yes, but...
That's cool.
I now I've known my dad's husband for like, I have like five years, but like my mom's husband like raised me, helped raise me. So like I'm really close to him. Mm. So yeah, but it's just an interesting dynamic. You know?
Yeah. Many emotions I'm sure come with that.
Yes. I think just a lot of, you know, thoughts.
I only know this because you have a joke, or at least I just, like, I know we haven't hung out much, but I know you as just my gay dad. Like, that's
Right. Oh, my God. That's all anyone knows.
But you have such good jokes about it. Such good jokes.
Yeah, such good jokes. So you're able to bring laugh. That's what comedians are supposed to do. Take their laughter and turn it into – sorry, take their pain, turn it into laughter.
Right. I don't think it was, like, my pain as much as his.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, totally.
Yeah,
fair. Sorry.
You
experience it, though. That is the thing. Yeah. Like, anytime someone goes through something traumatic themselves, like, the people that are around you are, like, totally valid in feeling a little bit of that because it's your family.
Yeah, my therapist tells me everything about myself. But basically, like, some of the things I do and some of the ways I behave, and he says also my sister when I talk about her, is like we're acting based out of like we feel like shame so deeply. And he's like, maybe it's because you observed that so up close for so many years of like, this isn't something like I should be accepting of. Oh my God, he's so good.
My God. Bart, right? Is his name Bart?
Yeah, he's the best.
I feel like I'm learning things about myself through Bart right now. How long have you been with him?
Oh my God, like 4 years.
Nice. Okay.
I just broke up with my therapist today.
Maggie, actually. I never know. I feel like your tweets really are your life, and I think they're jokes,
they really
and they're just, they're not.
No, why
did you break up with your therapist?
You really did.
Because she, over Zoom, I was weeping, and she was like, you seem really sad. I was like, yeah, like, you know, like, fuck you, right? Yeah. And then she goes, I wish I could give you a hug right now. And I was like, ew. That is just so disgusting. Like, I am so, I feel so violated. And I feel like that is so inappropriate, honestly. I didn't say any of that. I was like, thank you, you know, but.
And you officially broke it off.
And I broke it off and she'll never know why. She was like, I tried to scale back to every 2 weeks and she would not let me. She was like, you are not ready. You have too many problems. I was like, whatever, bitch. Like, I'm ready.
You wanted to do you. How much you do it once a week?
I wanted to do it every two. Yeah, I do. Right. I was doing it once a week, but I wanted to do it every 2 weeks. Cause I was like, I'm running out of money. I also don't like what you have to say. I don't think you're helping me at all. And, you know, so now I'm just like therapist less and back to,
how are you feeling?
I feel okay. I feel great. Although she was very like nice about the breakup. So I was kind of like, maybe I should get back with her. I was like, maybe this was a mistake. Like she was really chill about it. I thought she was going to be pissed, you know, but she was like very cordial. And I was like, damn it.
Well, I'm sure there's no shortage of people of potential patients. So she's like, I'll just get right back on the grind.
There's so many upset people, you know, who are willing to pay.
So many people ready to fuck. Okay, Molly, official map number four. I don't know, four? We're blending
here. I think we're on number four.
Number four, because you did you like blended two. We don't know if it's a side map or not.
Oh, wow. So how many am I supposed to list?
Maybe two more.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do two more. Yeah.
One. Okay. My dad showed me The Blob from 1950 and I didn't sleep for 3 months. And he told me I couldn't tell my mom he let me watch it. So for 3 months, I just didn't sleep. And my mom kept being like, why aren't you sleeping? And I was like, I can't tell you.
Oh my God.
And then I finally told her and she was like, I'm going to kill your father. And then.
Whoa. How old were you?
I think I was at like 5 or 6 or something.
That's classic. Have a nightmare's age where you're like going to your parents' room and you're like, I can't sleep. What?
This is honestly horrible. I wouldn't sleep in my own bed because I remember being like, if I turned to the, like either way I turned, that was the way the blob would come up. So what I would do is sleep in my sister's bed because I thought I might eat her first. And then I'd be warned. Like, I'd feel it coming and would see it and then I'd leave.
That's how sacrifice works for your sibling. That's a scene. Do you guys watch Schitt's Creek?
Yeah.
That's the first scene is like, he's like, I need that bed. And she's like, why? And he's like, because if anyone breaks in here to murder, they're going to murder you first. Like, that's classic sibling dynamic. The blob is like 1950s blob, literally just eating people. Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Right?
It was just a big blob.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. Yeah.
Classic.
I know it's famous, but
I haven't seen it since, but man, was I traumatized.
I mean, as a 5-year-old, like that really is like a choice.
Maybe
as
I was
a parent.
7. I don't remember my ages. Up until I'm like 12, I don't really, or 8, 10. I don't know what any years.
Here, Maggie,
me
for
too.
Reference. Do you see?
The blah. Oh, you're
it looks
showing
like
me
a
the
tumor.
Blob.
I'm showing you a video, a picture of it.
Oh,
but doesn't it look like a tumor?
Wow, you brought that up so quickly.
Just
I guess
really
so.
Googling.
Whoa.
But the thing, like, if we were to watch this now, we'd be like, how could it ever be scared of a thing like this? Because anything in the 1950s was just like so dramatized and just like, everything was just like dun dun, and then a thing would happen and some woman would be hysterical, and like that was the whole film.
Well, like, let me ask this about the blob. Like, did the blob have a mind of its own? Was it like able to process what it was eating, or was it just like a nothing, you know,
headed through town?
I don't know. It must have had some sort of conscious if it was moving. Like, it must have moved for purpose.
Did it have
to shoot it, or was it? Yeah, did people shoot it? Like,
I don't remember. I just remember it like going past, like eating people, like absorbing them into it, the blob.
I mean, if you saw that shit as a child and you just like don't know that something's not, did your dad try and like talk you down and say this is not real?
No, I don't think I told him I was scared. I think I kept that to myself.
Wow. Feeling like you had to.
You suffer privately.
Yeah. You had to inflate your ego for your dad.
Sometimes I do. I don't want to like let people know like what I'm upset about because I feel like it's embarrassing.
I feel like that is true about you. You know, I feel like you suffer in silence sometimes.
You are the best person that we can make connections to adult life. Everyone else were just like, oh, you fell and bled, like, cool. Like, but yours have deep meaning.
Maybe I shouldn't stop. I don't know if it's, you know what? It's, I don't want people to like pity me. Is what it
I understand that. I understand that.
I don't feel, there's no pity here.
So like
we don't feel bad for you.
If anything, respect for knowing yourself.
Yeah. I think sometimes like I remember, well, like because mid over pandemic, me and my boyfriend broke up and he did comedy too. And
what a curse.
So sometimes I'll run into people who I haven't seen now for like 6 months. And they're like, oh, where's your boyfriend? Like what happened with your boyfriend? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, we broke up, you know, and everyone's like, and then sometimes people are like, I'm so sorry. And
it's
when
like,
they say
ew.
It like that, I'm like, I don't even think about him. I don't even like him. You thought that was love? That was nothing. I'm fine.
Yeah. Well, that person might be having like a fucking pity orgasm. You know what I'm saying? Like they might be like.
I think it's just people honestly being nice, but I see it as like, oh, you guys are like seeing me as, I don't want you to think that I'm not doing
yes.
that. Mm, but they're just like probably being nice and empathetic, which is like what I would do to other people too. But for some reason, it's like with that, I don't want them to see me like as weak.
Right.
I get it.
So you didn't want to tell your mom that a giant, shiny blob was scaring you. But if you did, she maybe would have comforted you.
Yeah.
She eventually did when she was like, why aren't you sleeping? And I finally was like, I gotta. It's the blob, mom. It's coming for me.
Oh, and then she just was like, I'm going to kill your father.
Yeah.
And that was like, it. But did she try and talk you down and say, this is not real?
Yeah, this I think is. So. I don't really remember that so much as like the part where I just like didn't say anything for such a long amount of time.
Wow. That's scary. Like, yeah.
I don't remember exactly what she said.
Do you like scary stuff now, right?
Yeah.
I feel like you do, right? If you're very into it.
I do.
Yeah.
But sometimes I will wake up in the night and I am like freaked out. Like it takes me a minute to realize that like it's not real.
Yeah. I mean, now things that we can, now I'm scared of like murder, you know, not like monster, like Jurassic Park was like a horrifying thing to watch as a child. But now I'm like, oh yeah, someone could break down my door with an axe and shoot me in the head. Like that's very
feasible. Totally.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So watching those kinds of things now and the violence that comes with that, it's like, oh, that's a valid fear. Even when
I always have dreams about like home invasions, you know? Like,
I have live visions of it. I'm looking at a door and I'm like, someone's going to come through that door in 10 seconds. Oh, I'm like Raven Simone this, like when I'm home alone. I'm just like,
God.
But that's anxiety.
Do you feel that? Yeah. Totally.
Okay, Molly, you said that you have like OCD-ish hypochondria, but do you get anxious about stuff? You seem like a pretty chill person that just takes things as they go. Okay.
No, I'm actually like, super
I don't.
Anxious.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't.
We really just had one conversation like last week, and I was like, well, I want to talk to Molly more.
Oh my God. I guess it was I chill. I don't even remember. Honestly, yeah. It's like, I think it's because now, well, so one of my big anxieties before all this was like pandemic.
Right. Oh, really? Wait,
remember that time we like talked about
it? Like the pandemic, like you were afraid of pandemic's going to happen.
Remember, you were, wait, go ahead, Molly, go ahead.
Okay, remember like, we were doing like a mic in like January and I was like, Maggie, are you like keeping up on coronavirus? Because I'm like scared about it. And you were like, oh, are you one of those people that's like scared of diseases? And I was like, yes. And then,
oh my God, I'm so rude. I'm
abusive. No. And then we went on the train and there was like some white girl in a mask. And you were like,
oh, that's right.
And you were like, do you want to be that white girl in a mask? And I was like, no, that's stupid.
I remember she was texting and I was
and you were like, why is she wearing a mask? Like, we're fine.
I'm like, she looks so dumb.
Yes. Oh my God. And I was like, you're right. I don't want to be that white girl in a mask texting on that train.
That's right. Well, at that point, I guess like the coronavirus was just like in China.
Yeah.
Whatever,
at that point, it was
like
just
a few
like,
other places. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then I remember when it. Yeah. Yeah. But I remember you were pretty paranoid about it like in the beginning because
when
it
first got here.
Please don't discuss coronavirus with me.
Like, oh, I remember because what you started texting me like, am I going to die? And I was like, Maggie, I have to be honest with you. Like, I can't have this conversation with you because I will lose.
Wait, I said that? Am I going to die?
Yeah.
I said that or someone else?
No. Well, no, because I had to say it to multiple people because you were like, I remember you texted me and you were like, Mom, I'm really freaking out about coronavirus. Like, I don't want to die or something like that.
You did that, Maggie.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to be getting this text a lot, I feel, but I just like, there were so many people that I had to
have to shut it down.
I'm sorry, but I can't talk to you about this. Like, you have to find someone else to talk to you about this.
Oh yeah, we wouldn't have been a good mix either, Molly. I was really.
Oh my God,
out.
You guys. Yeah, I mean, I was in the beginning, but now I'm like so reckless and don't even know what's going on that it's just like I don't even know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah,
I'm
definitely more calm now than I was for sure because like my level of anxiety was like so not sustainable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like when I lived with my roommate before I moved out, like we like did not leave the house for. Like months.
Yeah.
It was
said that,
Long.
And you had a healthcare sister, friend, someone that's like, you wrap your hair, wear, like, don't touch anything.
Yeah. It was like very, like, I was like so vigilant.
Wrap your hair.
Yeah.
Wrap your hair. Why? Yeah.
Wrap your hair in saran wrap, shave it all
it
off,
like,
put it in a
just
bag.
Like, it's like, put it all in a hat or something.
Mm. Oh my God. That is so insane.
I was like, I mean, I'm sure it's like all valid if you're like a healthcare worker, but I was
totally.
Just like so confused and I was literally like, what's happening?
Right.
Like I am not good in crisis. Like I kind of shut down. So I sort of just like went with whatever. Mm. So I think that's why maybe now people think I'm chill because I'm really just like trying to get through the day. Do you know what I mean? Like totally. I'm sort of just like one foot in front of the other till the day ends. And then I wake up and do it all fucking again.
Yeah. What a shitty ground, like 2020 is a bad year to set the movie Groundhog's Day in because that's just like, oh God, every day. It would be nice if it was
just
a regular
day.
2020,
like, wow.
Yeah, I've seen this, I saw it in a meme finally or like in a video, but I used to think about this at the beginning of the pandemic all the time, is do you guys watch Friends?
Yeah.
Did okay. Yes.
Okay, remember when Monica is getting married and they're trying to distract her because Chandler's missing and then Rachel goes on like how like being she's not in love and it's like so upsetting. She's like in the it's the worst in the nights and because da 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 she's like
the
and
days
then,
and the, night.
The morning. Yeah, it's like the day like they're all horrible. It's like
right.
She keeps being like this is so hard for me and then it just becomes
and then the night
so
comes.
Yeah, and I remember like being in my house like she's so fucking right, man. It's like hour after hour of being like, this is horrible.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But, yeah, it was intense. Although I kind of enjoyed it. Anyway, I don't know. I feel like it's a vacation year. Is that just me, or am I, you know?
We're taking this time for ourselves, and we're learning, and we're doing new things, and while hundreds of thousands of people are dying.
I know. I'm a bad person.
You're not a bad person, Maggie.
I am a bad person.
No. If people are, like, if nothing, you just got to keep living and doing your thing, and, like, yes, there is a crumbling world around us. We got to do what we got
to
do to help.
Like, I know people are dying, yes, and it is terrible.
But also, like, because everyone's working from home, so many people from my company are, like, traveling across the country, working from different places. Like, they're
people are living.
Yeah.
People are. Yeah. Corona.
But also, fuck Donald Trump. Okay, last mem.
Yeah, tell us your last one.
Hit us with your
oh my gosh.
Best shot. Like,
a fun one.
Oh, let's get fun.
No pressure.
Let's get crazy. Oh,
it does not have to be fun if you don't want it to be.
It can
oh my
be
gosh.
Fun.
But actually, this is kind of fun what I used to do when I was little. This is like brought me such joy. I would buy, so I think when I was like 7 or 8, I started like getting the American Girl dolls.
Yes.
For like my birthday and Christmas. Because my birthday and Christmas are right next to each other. So sometimes I just do like one big gift and I'd get like, anyways, because I didn't like, we couldn't afford, like I got the dolls, but we didn't get like the rooms and the beds and like all the furniture and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I remember in my bookshelf, I like built these little rooms for the dolls of like shoe boxes and I like made them little beds. And I like made them like, took like little tiny like jars and stuff from around my house and like built them rooms. And I remember like tucking them into their rooms made me so happy.
I loved it. I love
this. This is exactly what you're doing now as you're building stuff for your home.
Yes, exactly. It's the same thing. Wow. It's fun then, it's fun now.
I was obsessed with dolls as well.
Did you have Samantha? Victorian one.
I think I ended up getting her secondhand, but I had the kit, the Depression era one.
Oh, yeah. Wait. It was so funny that they made the Depression era doll.
Kit had cute little blonde hair, and then I had Felicity. Oh, I had so many. Kirsten, whatever that blonde one was. And then I had Kaya, who was like a new one.
I just saw something today that said like the vintage American doll is like the one from 1984, and like these women who were in their 30s were like, what the fuck is this? Like, clearly the vintage one has to be like Great Depression era, right? Like, or is it going by when they were made?
Yeah, I don't know, like the history of them. They were around in the 80s. They're books, right? They're books.
They were books. They were dolls. They were computer games. I had a computer game.
To be honest, I think they're very creepy because they're lifelike. They're too lifelike. And I still am so traumatized from this. I don't know if it was like a prank my sister was trying to pull on me, but I had Samantha. I don't remember what year she was from. She looked like Depression era. She was just depressed. And she like had ponytails. And I remember I lifted her up and her head fell off. And there was like something like a ball or something in it that was like one of my toys was like in her neck and her head came off. And I was like, how did that get in there? And in my childhood mind, I was like, she is a demon and someone's possessed. Mm. And I thought all that. But I'm like, thinking back now, I'm like, my sister probably just played a prank on me. So I thought that this doll was trying to kill me. But still don't know.
Oh my God, that is scary.
Yeah, I mean, that is horrifying. And I remember being really scared of my dolls too. Like,
I remember sometimes.
Did you guys have? No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you go. This sounds interesting.
Well, I was going to say I had Tumble Baby. Did you guys have Tumble
dolls?
Baby?
Yes.
Yes.
With the big fat heads that are heavy.
I was obsessed with Tumble Baby. Big fat fucking head. You put it on its head. It flips over, tumbles. So cool. So then I remember the rocks in her head got like dislodged. I remember. So like she could not tumble anymore. She just would sit off to the side in a lopsided way.
Oh,
and she looked fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, this is horrifying.
The rocks in her head.
So that was a scary ass doll, and I was like, oh my God, what happened to her? She's like such a monster now. She looks like a monster, you know?
Those dolls are so scary.
Sure. Dolph, and I named every single, sorry, one quick thing. I named every single one of my dolls Julie. Every last one. Every last one.
Why?
They were all named Julie. And my parents were like, why do you have a crush on Julie? My parents were like, why are they all named Julie? No, I was just I like the name Julie. And I'm going to name them all Julie. Incredible. Yeah, they were all the same. It was fucking weird and creepy.
At least it was like a normal
But
name.
Were we going to say Molly?
Oh, when I was little, this isn't one of my earliest memories, probably when I was like 10 or 11 or something, my dad, when we stayed with him on the weekends, we would play Survivor with our Barbies, where my sister and I would like make teams, and then he'd like set up games throughout the living room where he'd like line up like doll cars and we had to like throw them and get like, we'd get points if they landed like in he'd like have a chest of drawers and open three drawers like different amounts and we'd like toss the Barbies. And then we'd also do like talent competitions too. It was like the whole event.
See,
that is so fun.
That's so fun to do with your dad.
It was really fun. Survivor. There was one where we'd hang like a helmet in a doorway and we'd throw the dolls to like land in the helmet.
Incredible. Were you destructive to your dolls and Barbies? Because I think Maggie and I were very destructive and we like ripped their hair off and drew on their vages.
I would like always cut their hair. And we had a rabbit. And the rabbit would, like, run wild and, like, honestly shoot up half our Barbies. So our Barbies were just, like, missing feet, hands, legs, parts of their faces. One guy did not have a nose, but we only had, like, three guys, so we kept having to play with him.
Like Ken dolls? Were there more guys?
Like three Kens.
Yeah, and one
had a
nose.
There was a Ken, and there was, like, a something else.
Yeah, one was, like, brunette. Doug. He didn't have a leg.
He didn't have a leg?
Oh, wow.
Or you took his leg off?
It fell off or something. And then my sister had one doll that her head fell off and then she just destroyed the doll and like cut her hair off and drew all over her face and body and then put the head on her hand. And that's how we played with that doll. Her name was Muriel.
Such a common story that young girls do this. What kind of energy is pent up that we just have so much resentment for these dolls? That we're like, I'm going to rip every part of you.
I definitely ripped mine apart.
I think it's just, I even have that feeling sometimes now, but I don't think it's like, I can act on it so much. Where it's just like, sometimes, like, I kind of want to just like do something crazy because a part of me is like, let's burn it all down. But it's like, that's harder to do now. But back then,
not really.
I guess. But like, then I could just like rip a Barbie's head off, you know? I guess maybe I should buy some things to break.
We can totally, we can just burn, we can burn it all down.
I did that the other day. I bought a bunch of Barbies and I made a disturbing art project out of it. And when guys come over, they're like, what the fuck is this? It's honestly, like, I think it's, like, too ugly to be in my room.
No,
but I enjoy it.
Wait, like, is it hanging up on your wall?
Yeah, it is. You want to see it?
Yes.
I mean, I feel bad for the podcast. No, I'll send you guys a picture later. How about
that? Okay.
Okay, fine.
We won't bore the podcast listeners with something they can't see, you know? So
I have to see
it. But it's great. I love it. I love it. It is.
Well, you guys are very crafty.
Yeah, I love being crafty. Molly, you are. I mean, you also cook. I mean, you cook for me. You know, that's.
Oh my god! I did cook that one meal for you.
I feel like it was multiple meals because I would go. I feel like I went over to your house like when you had like birthdays and little events with your Vassar friends.
He did come to my birthday where we made pizza.
Yes, you like always had a salad, and I was like, "Wow, this is such an adult party. I just can't even handle this." Like,
yeah, when you show up and there's a salad there, adults.
I could not believe it.
Oh my god, I remember exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, and I would like hang out with your friends from Vassar and stuff, and your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah, it was like my crew, and then also Maggie. Right. Like would just come and everyone was like, and then every time it'd be like Maggie might come, everyone was like, we love Maggie, but it only happened like once a year.
Right.
But it happened like 2 years
I had
in
a great
row.
Time.
Yeah.
I had a great time and I like follow a lot of your friends on Instagram and your sister. It's too much.
No, that's not too much at all.
Speaking of Insta, plug us in, Molly. Where can we follow you?
Oh, yeah.
Content, hot content can we look forward to?
I think Instagram and Facebook, it's just my name, Molly_Kornfeld.
Beautiful.
K with a K. And that's really all I have. I have a website. I think it's MollyKornfeld.com. I just got a huge bill from Squarespace that I need to like up my payment. So nice. I guess I have to get on that.
Nice. That means you got to put some hot content in there that all of our fans are going to watch and listen to.
Yes. Honestly thrilled. Cannot wait.
Thank you so much
for doing the podcast. Yeah,
guys, this is so fun. Thank you for having me.
Sharing all the emotions and feelings of your childhood. I feel like I've learned so much.
Me too.
Gotta love it. This is delightful. You ladies are delightful.
And this is how we sign off. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.